Is there anything else you need?
No. But you should be careful, Princess. I've watched the others, watching you. Our prince may have chosen you. You may have fought beside him and for them. You may have healed many of us. But they didn't choose you. And many aren't old enough to even remember the empath bloodlines. Those who are, remember what they could do. What they were called.
Soul Eaters, I can't do that. I can't drain a person of emotion.
But they don't know that. Is there someone here to watch over you? You shouldn't be out here alone with the prince.
I'm fine. I'm armed and can take care of myself.
I don't doubt that. But I shouldn't say this. It's damn near treasonous. But you healed me. I owe you.
You don't owe me.
It would have taken days, maybe even longer, for me to heal that wound. And that is if I kept my arm. I'm a woven princess. That does not mean I can grow back limbs.
I glanced at the pale pink mark that nearly encircled the entirety of his biceps. The gods had to have favored him to keep that limb attached after that kind of injury.
It's pretty well known among the armies that once the king knew of the prince's plans to capture you, he began to make his own plans. I doubt he knows how much the prince's plans have changed, but his have not.
A heaviness sat on my shoulders.
He plans to use me to send a message. I doubt I would be a message that was alive and breathing. I know.
Then you should also know that Castile is our prince. But Valin, his father, is our king.
I know.
Do you?
The heaviness intensified as I nodded again.
You should rest, at least until Talia can confirm you're healed.
The older Wolven relented, unhappily. But with one last goodbye, I roamed the edges of the makeshift infirmary, scanning the field and the banners embossed with the Atlantean crest. I could feel eyes on me. I'd felt them the entire time I moved through the field. But with all the pain that had been echoing around me, I hadn't allowed myself to sense anything beyond the agony.
But they didn't choose you.